Thank you, Madam Chair. Today's hearing is the second in a series of hearings sponsored by the Assembly Select Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship, and the third hearing for the Assembly Committee on Jobs, in which we are examining the impact of COVID-19 on small businesses and the opportunities to support a more inclusive economic recovery. In today's hearing, we will be taking a closer look at the impact of the pandemic on women and minority-owned businesses. This is especially important component of our investigation. While the pandemic is certainly a significant event to all businesses, women and minority-owned businesses faced great challenges prior to COVID-19 pandemic. Women and minority-owned businesses have routinely had unequal access to capital, as well as to public programs and services, which should have helped address the historic underinvestment in low-income areas, public education, and minority communities in general. So as we consider how to better support our women and minority-owned businesses, we have to address systemic roadblocks as well as the unique challenges during the pandemic. National data is now available that shows the extreme degree to which the pandemic has disproportionately affected business owners of color. Between February 2020 and April 2020, the number of active Black-owned businesses declined 41%. Latinx-owned businesses declined 32%, and Asian-owned businesses dropped 25%, versus 21% for businesses overall. In California, it is estimated that more than 19,000 businesses have really shut their doors permanently, excuse me. Among those California businesses, there are a higher percentage of businesses owned by women and people of color. And there are several reasons for this that I will highlight. First, businesses owned by women and people of color tend to be smaller and of a younger tenure than businesses overall. Not surprisingly, early stage businesses and small businesses tend to be less resilient in times of economic stress. Second, women and minority-owned businesses predominantly lie within the business sectors that have lower barriers to entry, which also happen to be the same business sectors that were hardest hit during the initial months of the pandemic, including our food services and personal services such as hair salons. Third, data shows that women have, in general, borne an uneven burden relative to the care of school-aged children and older adults who have needed additional care and attention during the pandemic. In our earlier hearings, committee members were briefed on key elements of the COVID-19 economy, including impacts on significant industry sectors and stakeholder initiatives intended to support small businesses' recovery. Today's hearing builds on many of these same themes and delves more deeply into the pandemic's impact on women and minority-owned businesses and strategies to redress these challenges. To support this important work, we have divided the hearing into three parts, followed by public comment. During the first panel, we will focus on the general health and capacity of women and minority-owned businesses to adapt to the COVID-19 economy. This will be followed by a case study on how one community development corporation is using small business development to create economic opportunities for historically underserved ethnic communities, including the creation of a retail and commercial food incubator. In the final panel, there will be no formal presentation. We'll be jumping right into a direct dialogue between the committee members and the panelists. This panel features two small business owners and a regional community development corporation whose mission is to empower women and minority-owned businesses. All told, I think this is going to be a very informative couple of hours, and I would like to transition it back to our chair.